September, otherwise known as the start of the Jewish high holidays. 1. Dar Rabinowitz had awoken, as she did every morning of her life, with a plan. Sitting on her couch in her warehouse loft apartment in Hoboken, she stared at the gray concrete walls in front of her. She had been up since 4 a.m., running through a ritual of to-do lists and carefully constructed patterns to keep her anxious thoughts at bay. There was showering, meditation, candle lighting, deep breathing. And when those didn't work, she turned to the miracle of modern medicine, benzos. Otherwise, the early wake-up was unnecessary. Dara never slept well on days when she would be doing publicity. Pulling her Bergdorf Goodman dressing gown taut against her body, she attempted to breathe through her anxiety. Her mother, along with a dozen other therapists over the years, had taught her the value of positive self-talk. Closing her eyes, Dara breathed in the scent of the patchouli candle burning precariously in the center of her coffee table. She could do this. It was just an interview on national television with her beloved Bubby. What could possibly go wrong? The buzzer on her front door rang. Dara opened her eyes, grateful for the intrusion. Rising from the couch, she hid any overt sign of stress behind the cool veneer of a high-level executive. Nevaeh, her executive assistant, was standing on the threshold. "Morning," Nevaeh said, her hands full of items. "You ready for us?" Dara returned a wide smile. "Of course." Nevaeh clicked her teeth in open delight. "So much fun." At 24 years old, Nevaeh was a full decade younger than Dara. With golden skin and dreadlocks decorated with tiny shelves, she gave the impression of being one of those people who was born instinctively cool. She was also a damn good executive assistant. Three outfits, each covered in protective plastic sheeting, hung delicately over one arm. A large backpack, like she was planning to spend the month hiking through Peru, was slung over her shoulder. In her right hand, she held two cups on a biodegradable tray. Behind Nevaeh stood the full entourage. Bobby and Simi, her hair and makeup people, in addition to Cameron and Alexa, Nevaeh's assistants. The group headed upstairs while Nevaeh made her way toward the kitchen. "First," she said, placing two disposable cups down on the counter between them. "Large macchiato coffee made with almond milk, no sugar, and a dollop of caramel sauce on top. Plus one venti blueberry and lavender tea, non-caffeinated, just in case we're not in the mood for coffee this morning." "Thank you," Dara smiled. Nevaeh knew her so well. "Second," she said, reaching down into her backpack, pulling out a pink box wrapped up in white twine. "Black and white cookies for Miriam and the Holla Back girls." "You are the absolute best, Nevaeh."
"I know."
Nevaeh beamed before lifting up her plastic bags on hangers. "And finally, the pièce de résistance. Three fabulous new outfits for you to review." She hugged all three items against her boobulus. "But first, how are you feeling?"
"Fine."
"Really?" Nevaeh asked, squinting suspiciously in her direction. "Because Janet says I'm supposed to text her immediately if you..." "You know," Nevaeh glanced around the room, dropping her voice to a whisper, "are about to have one of your panic attacks." Janet was head of marketing and publicity at Dara's company, and after 10 years of working together, a close personal friend. Alas, Nevaeh did not need to whisper. Dara's diagnosis was not a secret. "You can use the term, Nevaeh." Dara grabbed her tea. Opening it up, blowing on the piping hot liquid, she breathed in the comforting scent of blueberry and lavender. "Generalized anxiety disorder. They're not dirty words, you know." Indeed, Dara had lived with a diagnosis of GAD since she was 16 years old. It was a part of her, inherent to her nature. For this reason, it didn't feel unnatural or wrong.
"So," Nevaeh asked again, cautiously, "you're not going to freak out?"
"You can tell my handler that I am the picture of composure this morning."
"Wonderful," Nevaeh beamed, dropping the topic. "Then shall we go upstairs? I'm dying to show you what I picked out."
Dara pointed toward the industrial steel staircase. "After you." Her con.